What's up, folks, children, staying safe from the corona? I hope so, at least. Shit. I mean, who got the corona so far? Shit, I don't know, man. Maybe 16 old people. Dead. Boop. Do you die? Does it actually happen? Do you get an X across your face and you put an X over here and then you put a porn star's name and then you're allowed to fuck it? Okay, that's it. Don't do that. That's just a thought that went in my head. Hope you guys are doing well. Fuck it, who gives a fuck about it? Hope you guys are doing well. I do give a fuck about you. I don't really, to be honest with you. Let's go, Raptors. Today was the first playoff day. All right, let's jump right into it, man. We got too much to talk about right now, man. Wait a second. Let me see where to start off with. You know what? Let's just keep going, man. All right, let's go. Let's jump right in. Okay, cool. The fuck, why is it? You guys seen this TV show on Netflix called Too Hot to Handle? It's basically 10, I don't know, I think it's 10 guys and girls that get stuck, I think, on an island, can't have sex with each other, and if they do anything physical, it gets reduced from the money that they're gonna receive at the end. First off, fucking dumbass idea. Holy shit, like, they couldn't think of anything much better to entertain people with. And for so, it was top 10 in Canada, or top 10 over the world for a little while, which means a lot of people are fucking absorbing this dumb shit. I watched the last episode because I don't want to just jump to conclusions based off what I saw on the thing on the trailer. So I saw the last episode. Oh man, like, there's a third person voice talking shit in this fucking thing. It's such a weird voice too. It's not even like it sounds like a third person voice. It doesn't even sound like a narrator. It sounds like not a children's storybook. It sounds like your English teacher teaching you from over the internet, but you can't see her, and she's reading a book. That's what it sounds like. It's the worst thing ever. And there's a fucking lamp that tells you what's wrong or what's not, and it's like, fuck, man, if I was, I'd fucking kick that lamp. You fuck the stupid lamp, you know? Just give me the stupid money. They have to, like, better themselves. Fucking weirdos, like, oh, we're so much, I'm so much better now. Like, I'm a fucking better person. I'm more into sexually, like, emotionally, spirituality. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I'm spiritual. That's fucking the girl's way of always saying that they're controlling the whole inside thing. One exercise they gotta do is they have to write on their body what word hurts them the most. So stupid. But there's this one girl. I gotta fucking pull that fucking thing out, man. It was, wait, where is it? Yeah, there she is. Yeah. What the fuck is that, yo? I think this was this girl. One of the girls. Every girl has fat. Like, at least I think all the girls have the word that hurts. Fat. Like, fat. Fucking fat bitch. Fuck you. Ice cream eating by myself. One of the girls goes, she's like, the word that hurts me the most is cow. Some dude went up to her, fucking fat cow. You can't just call somebody a cow. Or I'm pretty sure he's like, you're such a cow. And he's like, she's like, shut up. You're like, moo. just a fatty. Not fat, to be honest. Fucking good. Okay, and I'll talk about the cast in a second. This one weirdo, this kid right here. This is his fucking letter. Where did that man? Shit, it's moving. Yeah. Ugly. Ugly is his fucking. They called me ugly. What kind of a guy fucking gets called ugly and holds on to that? You absolute idiot. Fucking. You got a lazy nipple and a hard nipple. Fucking do 16 push-ups, will ya? You lazy fuck. And that's the other one that says on his fucking shoulder, surprisingly. Ooh, what a fucking, predicted the future. It's the worst thing ever. And I don't know, whoever watching this, if I hope you don't absorb that words hurt, because I'm a Sam. And everybody else would say I'm too. Somebody called you fat, blah, blah, blah. Like, why the fuck you hurt by that? Fuck, man. Like, I can let people say whatever the fuck they want to say, man. Shit, don't just if don't. It's a word, idiot, pussy, blah 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 blah. It's a word, but you might not get it. So I don't know who the fuck I'm preaching to. This is the cast: skinny, not pretty, fucking should have played on the bench on some NBA team. She has a baby by somebody else. This dude is kind of good looking. This girl, fucking, oh, like this girl and this guy, they get together. It's the worst, fucking disgusting. Oh my God, so hot. Like, she's made me a better person. He's, and I, like, to go to the nightclub fucking some other day, she sees another dude with a little better. She, it's over. It's over. It's over. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's all a bunch of horseshit. And fucking, no one's gonna ever try this. Ever. But yeah, I think it was for 30 days they had to do it. 30 days. Like, fucking. And not ever not come in a basket and just live life. Shit, people go without sex for their whole lifetimes at times, guys. So I've been taking this guy. I think this guy's like, I've been taking sex for granted. Okay, by the three people I've had sex with, you fucking Rambo with fucking fat gene in his body. Yeah, he just when he said, "Oh, he called me ugly," and he fucking cried about it. Oh, bitch. You guys watch any cooking shows? There's this cooking show by Mark Wiens, Wiens, and he goes around and he makes good footage. But this guy, every time he tastes a food, he makes this one face every fucking time. Like, first of all, I mean, fucking this guy, oh, fucking weird face. His face is weirdly proportional. His head's too big. But you see, he's not gonna cry about it. I can guarantee he's not gonna cry about it. He'll just be like, oh yeah, bench, bench. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so here we go. Now, this guy eats it and he makes this one face every fucking time. Here we go. Oh wow. He didn't do that this the fuck. Wait. I think it's because he's around people right now. Wait a second. Okay, let's go to another place where he tries something else. All right. Here we go. He's gonna close his eyes and he's gonna come in his mouth. Oh, he didn't like it. When he doesn't like it, that's the face that he makes. Shit. Come on, man. Fucking eat something that you like. Here we go. Come on, close your eyes and do that shit. Motherfucker didn't like any of the food. Piece of shit. Ruining my podcast now? I didn't look at this episode before I started talking. Should have done my research. All right, come on, eat it up. What do you think he's eating? It's not a bun kebab. It's not something that my mom makes, so I cannot relate to it. All right, go on now. I don't think he's gonna have that thing. He's not gonna have that reaction. I can already tell. He was in a bad mood today, I think, in this episode. Yeah. Okay, this guy has 17 tutorials on JavaScript programming online, I can tell you that. Okay, that didn't happen. But fucking sick channel. Check it out. That's the only way fucking I can tell you about it now. Let me go over here to take that one there. Cool. So yeah, he has good footage, goes over all the food stuff. And he goes all over the world. This is fucking crazy that like some guy, this is fucking this. You get paid to eat pretty much. Like your meals are paid for. And you're making a shit ton of money just eating. That's fucking crazy. That's kind of mind-boggling that someone does that, makes a living doing that, you know, and people want to give you the best food out there. That's insane. Yeah. There's this one Instagram model that tried to be black. I think to be just to be more attractive, I guess, or to appeal to more people. So her name is Emma Hallberg, and people of cultural appropriation. I mean, fucking after Trudeau, there ain't no such thing as that. It is what it is. You can fucking be green, yellow, brown, whatever color paint you find at Home Depot. You throw that shit on you and you put a costume with it. Power Ranger, whatever the fuck you want. And ain't nobody saying shit. I'm not saying shit. I'll fucking whatever you want to be, you want to be whatever. Shit. I'm not like if a white guy tries to be brown tomorrow. But you know what? I'm wrong a bit on it. Because there's one comedian where he just appeals to just the Muslim crowd. And it's a white guy. And I mean, I've come to terms that like it is what it is. Like, I don't care. But a part of me was like, fucking piece of shit that I could see, like, but I think he genuinely like does it is his market, and I don't know if you appreciate it or not, but like you gotta appeal to whatever the people gravitate towards. So if you worship Alchemies, if you're a white guy and people want to come see your show after, it is what it is, man. I can't do nothing about it, and I shouldn't have to do nothing about it, because that's what makes you your money. You found a way. You go, girl. Emma Hallberg. People fucking losing their mind on this girl, man. White girls want to pass as black. How about using your platform to address the injustices and discrimination actual black people face? Don't just appropriate. Appreciate the people. She's going to have to fucking wear a Martin Luther King shirt and a Malcolm X hat at a thing. Elijah Muhammad fucking joined the Nation of Islam. She's going to have to fast for the next month. And then she tries to explain that she is white. Where is that one? Fuck. She tries to pretty much say that she's white. She hasn't tried to hide the fact that she's black. But, bro, like, this is like, even the stomach fucking color matches the face. You know what I mean? So she's doing makeup, like, all over. Like, this is what it really is. And, yeah. So it's a fucking lot of work. And look at the legs. Look at this. I mean, when somebody puts in this with work, how you gonna be mad, man? Shit. Like, fucking let somebody culturally appropriate. But, woof. I mean, yeah. Check out all the pictures. Just fucking looks like a robot sex toy, pretty much. She's a Swedish girl. Yeah. I mean, fucking, okay. The behind could use a few more squats, to be honest. But her nose too big. But yeah, definitely does not look Swedish, looks Brazilian, maybe Portuguese, African Portuguese, the one that came from Algeria or somewhere, like that one, yeah, not the Nigerian, that would be Trudeau's market. I said Trudeau twice now, I'm becoming a hack. So that's that. So yeah, there we go. You guys want me to keep going? Okay, that's it. I've had enough of this girl, to be honest with you. I don't want to see any more. Done and done. Yo, this podcast might go faster than I thought. Have you guys seen this one? OJ Made in America. Fucking sick documentary, man. It was a 5-part made by ESPN. 30 for 30 is one of the 30 for 30s. It's probably Broke was pretty good. This was pretty good. Which other one was pretty good? Those are two that come from the top of my head, but this was fucking specifically pretty good. It was crazy that like how OJ got off on that trial, it was retarded. Like, I mean, there was no other suspect in that thing. The only reason he got off was just because he was black. And at that point, the racial tension was just so high, and they picked out a black jury. And OJ's fucking lawyer team was just all stars. He was stacked up with this one, I think this one Jewish guy. And oof, man, I would not want to fuck with that dude. He looked like if he wanted to take you to court, he'll twist your arm, break it, kick your face in, and then you would still have to pay him. Oof, yeah, you do not want to shake his hand, yo. I mean, not because, yeah, he's a dangerous dude. I don't mind the juice. Always gotta fucking say that. Fucking, it's so gay, man. It's like, ugh, so I'm not a hateful guy. Fucking, it's like, Jesus. It's weird how that's happened. Like, after any joke, you gotta be like, or any statement, be like, but I love those people. Oh, okay, yeah, he loves them. He loves them. Yeah, in this case, in this OJ, like they made, like everybody, like all the black people, pretty much took it as a victory for themselves. Like it was because there was a lot of black injustice that was happening at that time, and when OJ won, is black people felt like they won, and the jury, I could be wrong, but I think it was 70% black or something like that. And that was just a losing battle to begin with, and then they had like not the best lawyers, prosecutors, whatever you want to call them, and things went to shit. But there was one clip where there was this one officer, and he I don't know how it came out that he used to use the N-word quite a bit, and he on the stand he said, I haven't used the N-word for the past 10 years. And they're like, if you have used it, then you're lying. Like, all right. And then they found out some screenplay that he did with somebody, and that girl fucking had tapes of him saying the fucking N-word. Here's a few examples. here's one of the lines that he said. Anything out of a nigger's mouth for the first five or six sentences is a fucking lie. There must be like some racist out there that's probably like, fuck yeah, this guy's telling the truth. Preach on, brother. Preach on. Yeah, he used to just fucking, oh, the things that he said, it was like crazy. Oh yeah. So this was the officer, and oof, people wanted to just fucking kill the fuck out of this guy. And basically the whole murder of OJ, of killing two people, not even one person, two people, and retardedly killing him, fucking pretty much beheaded. Like he ISIS, I think, took his playbook. But it was insane how he got away. Like so much evidence. No other fucking suspects, and he got away. Like it was fucking retarded. Like you couldn't fucking believe that shit. And then he gets called, he gets caught for robbery in Vegas because he went broke and blah blah blah. So he served 9 years in jail. 9 years, I mean, compared to what he could have gotten, which was fucking, I don't know how long, 30 something or 40 something years if he been convicted of the two murders, which he did. Fucking, I mean, let's, if you disagree, fucking shoot me a message. We'll talk it out. And by talk it out, I mean I'm just gonna keep throwing evidence at you. And you're gonna be like, that white bitch was evil. But the other thing is like, when, at what point does someone become a monster? You know what I mean? Like, or someone becomes too controlling? Because, like, he didn't fucking, no one else came out and said, like, he was a piece of shit to me or whatever. It's just the girl that he loved, that's the only one that he had a problem with. Yeah, it's strange. You should let another dude pipe your wife. No, don't do that. That is wrong. You know, just for the healthiness of the relationship. Feminism, feminism, yeah. So yeah, so that was that. And well, then afterwards, I looked up my my buddy. Oh, Ray Lewis had a murder trial as well, and he was at, I think, a party, and there was a stabbing of two people that happened, and he did not, he got away with it. And there were no other suspects have been arrested for the incident after that. But afterwards, like, he gave money to both the people, pretty much. So yeah, I mean, you don't know who to trust, you know what I mean? Everybody's fucking crazy in their head. Like, you're like, fuck. Because I saw Ray Lewis tapes and whatnot, and he was monster, obviously, on the field. I mean, look at the fucking, like, yeah, two-time Super Bowl champion, blah blah. Like, it's retarded. You know what I mean? His resume is insane. Because you need to be crazy to get to this level. You don't just fucking get there. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. Fuck. Does that mean every successful person has got something in their bag? I think every person's got something in their fucking bag. None of us are living a fucking, you know, pure life as per se. I mean, most of y'all can't afford to live a life where you could just stab and get away with it. So that's that, you know. Who knows if you guys had that much money and what the fuck you'd be doing. One thing I do gotta pull out. Whoop. Michael Jordan. Oh yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Reset. Gotta pull out Scottie Pippen as well. Scott Pippen. So, I don't know if y'all saw it. I saw it. The Last Dance, the two episodes. Yeah. Of this documentary. I mean, the only good thing, I mean, the only thing that was like that I didn't know about was how they were trying to split up the team. Scottie Pippen retardedly underpaid, and how MJ was treating the fucking GM. I mean, that guy, short little fat fuck, and he was always on the fucking always on the bus. Like, like, it's that's like when you get hired by a company, that's like your ultimate nightmare. Like, you're like, fuck, I wish the guy that I work for isn't a fucking asshole, and he's probably just the guy that, like, always on top of you. Like, hey, did you get that done? Did you get that done? And if you don't get it, what the fuck? And you're like, fuck, cause you need to get out of my business for 2 seconds, and I'll get it fucking done. Always trying to control, because now that the worst thing is to give someone power that is not used to power at all, like. They don't know how to fucking handle it. They're fucking lose their mind and shit. And Jerry Krause, yeah, he fucking going all over the place with the Bulls. Like, I mean, I think, well, if they kept that team together, they could have for sure easily gotten one more at least. Tracy McGrady was gonna be traded for Scottie Pippen, which would have been retarded, because they would have for sure won a few more. But to know that Scottie Pippen's contract, and that was the fucking, oh man, that shit broke my heart when I found out how much Scottie got paid. So this is what Scottie Pippen was making: 2.7 million for 8 years. And look at who's above him: Luke Longley, not an all-star; Dennis Rodman, okay, somewhat of an all-star; Tony Kukoc, not an all-star; Ron Harper, not an all-star; and then MJ, 33 million. So MJ was pretty much taking more than half of the total bankroll. Yeah, and the thing, like, he was saying Scottie Pippen should have been ready before the season. But yeah, Scottie Pippen was just fucking pissed that they're not paying him enough. But I mean, that's a weird way to protest, you know what I mean? Just like say, fuck it, I'm not gonna play till you guys start paying me to do out the season. I'm not gonna rehab myself in the summer. You agreed to it. I mean, this is the way it works out. And yeah, he came from a fucking poor family, so had to take care of his mom, and he saw his brother. Brother was black as shit. You're like, how the fuck you so black? You know, look like him too. So one, part is the same, yeah. Your mom's been going around, Scotty. Yeah, it was I was shocked. Like I thought, like Scottie Pippen Hall of Famer. Look at the numbers. Well, let's look at yeah, okay. Look at the stat. Okay, 6-time NBA champion, 7-time NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP. Just all the records, you know what I mean? Someone that like 2.7 million is like the fucking you would be like the 12th man on the team or something. Look at the stats. I mean, pretty much averaging 20 or close to 24 since 1990 till 98. Yeah, so pretty much 10 years, 20 above, and 6.5 rebounds, 5.5. So pretty much a solid fucking just a, and defensively, the things that he did was just retarded. He would shut down everybody. That does not show up, on this thing right here. So. And he's a Hall of Famer, you know. Fucking one of the best dynasties, like 6 championships, that's retarded. What I didn't like about the documentary, like I thought, like they just that's just what Netflix fucking does, you know, like just go slow as fuck on the thing. Like they just like they hold the juiciest part for not they'll go a little juicy in the beginning and then they'll throw the juice out, the good stuff in episode 4 or 5, and then the last two are gonna be shit. Or I guess something like that, and that's just the way Netflix fucking does it. I mean, extended it too much. Yeah, like if they just showed MJ yelling at people and shit for an entire 6 hours, I would watch it. Like that would be fucking the best thing to see, because. Yeah, there was a few times it showed like Michael Jordan just yelling at people, and that's what it takes. The reason like they had that little gap right here because Michael Jordan was gone, and they couldn't just win a championship. They got to I think the Eastern Conference Finals, and yeah, you know what I mean. Like you just not only the scoring goes well, but the mental mindset of getting over that hump, that little toughness that comes that went away. When Michael went away, and I don't know, that's what I wanted to see the most. You know what I mean? Like all the other footage, like there's a few highlights and shit. I'm like, I can see this on YouTube, man. Like, why the fuck you guys showing me that shit? Michael Jordan's resume is just retarded. Like, I've never seen somebody's career highlights be this fucking big. Like, that is way too long. I mean, whew. This one, the fucking the gambling one, that's fucking they're gonna hopefully they get into that. Like, woo, yeah, MJ throwing money around with Charles Barkley. I want this hooker. No, I want this hooker. But yeah, I'm just fucking led the league in scoring 10 times. Like that is stupid. Like who does that? You know what I mean? That has never happened, I think. And yeah, it's just retarded. Won the defensive player of the year as well as a shooting guard. That doesn't happen. Yeah. It was and Michael Jordan was just fucking insane, and I think he would dominate in today's game just as much. It would be how much would he be scoring? I think at least 35. Like no one shoots that mid-range. He would just I think destroy that one. Yeah, no, like there's only a few guys that have that kind of tenacity to score like MJ. Actually, I'm thinking who wants to score as bad as MJ did? I can't think of anybody to be honest with you. Kobe was the last one. And yeah, that's yeah. That's the last guy I can think of. But so far, I mean, I'll give this documentary maybe a 6. Obviously, I'll watch the rest of the episodes because I'm a fan of basketball, but if I wasn't a fan of basketball, I would not watch this. I'd be like, fuck this, I'm tapping out. This is, you're just making me waste hours of my life. Stop it. Yeah. Cool. So now we gotta get to the portion of the thing where everybody enjoys this part. Yay. So what happens to this one? This girl right here, fucking has East Coast. Who writes East Coast on their butt? What? You wrote fucking East Coast? Why? Like, what happens when you go to West Coast? Like, Like, I'm not touching nobody in the West Coast. This only belongs to Boston, New York, and Virginia. Virginia, Texas? Is that? No, Texas, West Coast. No, Texas. No, Texas. No cowboys allowed. No. Yeah, that is what, and then cursive, what is this art? What is happening here? And who's that little boy right there that's just fucking admiring? Yeah, it's when I saw that, I was very shocked. I mean, fuck. You go to the tattoo guy. One cheek east. One cheek, he's like, West? No. On this coast, New York represent. And I don't know if you had the fucking logo of the Toronto Raptors above as a tramp stamp, that would seal the deal. It's only for people that come out of that arena, people that come out of the Nova Scotia, Scotiabank Theater. That's on my mind right now. There was that. So, whoop. This girl comes and whoop, okay, there we go. Whoop, and she wants to do boxing training. So they start fucking hitting. She starts fucking trying to work, like trying to do some boxing with the dude. Like, what? Come on, man. Like, are you for real, bro? Like, how are you gonna take somebody's money like that? She's fucking throwing punches like this. It's gonna break the wrist. No, that is. This is so stupid. Like, robbery. Yo, you better not give him $30 for that hour, eh? Uppercuts. What is that? Fucking, you're trying to fucking reach on the back of some dude's hair and pull it back. Fucking, this is retarded, man. And she's done with the workout, pretty much. This is bad. No footwork. No, this is just, oh man, this is annoying me. Okay, what is this cameraman doing? Come on, sir. Stay focused on the boxing. Let's see a 1-2, 1-2. Oh, and they don't, nothing else is happening. And then he gets carried away. Then he gets carried away. Okay, too much hugging. You didn't do a good session yet, my man. You've been fucking up so far. Why are you hugging? This has been a fucked up session. You didn't teach nothing. All you did was just fucking, you're like, okay, I'll hold the pad. Didn't even hold him the right way. Didn't say fucking throw the jab with a flick. Put some power into it. Fucking hit her. This is your chance to fucking hit her in the face. Didn't do it. Didn't do it. You know, just another. Just another. Yeah. Whoa. Cameraman, slow down. Slow down. Okay. So that's that one. There was this one right here. Whoop. Cool. So whoop. You're having a conversation about something. And something very important, which I need you guys to hear, because things like this don't get discussed daily. Two weeks, and she's fucking lost her mind. I have sex for 2 weeks. Fucking put a cucumber up there, man, and shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. What if fucking you go to Halifax for a little bit? Shit, you got a project up in the rigs. My on-call fuck friend. Hey, you can go fuck her now. Jesus Christ.
And then I can't go fuck in 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, fucking lying. Shit. Lies. Well, you know where this is going. Fucking, she, you know, she's gonna say, I don't know what to do, fucking. Well, you know, fucking, if you fuck a lot and you wanna do three, motherfucking, you know, let me not spoil it for you guys. And this guy came back from selling a quarter pounder. He went to the gym to work out, but he didn't fucking go because that's the workout. 6-7 times a day. That is not possible. There's 24 hours in a day, 8 hours for sleeping, right? He must be fucking for like 5 minutes. So, not that good. Fucking breaking their relationship. Breaking their relationship. Fucking, what kind of a friend does that?
Like, and when we do fuck, it's kind of like blah, blah.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. This relationship, you just want to just fucking get off? Cut it.
No, I don't know why you gotta fucking like talk. And that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we have so much fun. We go to strip clubs and take on strippers, and we have like
threesomes, foursomes, blah, blah, blah. She said vitamin D like 7 times, so it's like, okay, we got it. That was slightly clever for you, so fucking you came across something. You gotta say it 17 times fucking in one sentence. There, look at that. Yeah, you see, fucking good. No fucking walk away, because it's this devil, bad ideas, and then you know what it leads to. Boom, boom, boom. Wait a second, and then he comes over. Okay. And then shaking her hand again. And then blah, blah. And then things are happening. And then, okay. You know what? That's too much for you guys. Whew. Man. Fucking pretty much sprinted through that shit, man. That was fucking a lot. And that was pretty much more informational, to be honest with you. I didn't get to loosen up as much as I wanted to, but... Boom. Peace? That's not peace, man. I don't know what the fuck this is, but it seems cool. Seems like we accomplished something. Yeah. Hey. I'm out.